Halo, and welcome to Cursed Content Club, the only club where we stab ourselves with knives, and me with that intro to everybody else right now. With me, as always, is Bob117 and Dan1337 from gigaboots.com.
So excited to be here.
I'm not.
And KZ, I'm not looking up any more Spartan numbers, excellent, from KZExcellent.com.
If God is love, then you can call me Cupid.
I don't know what that's from.
I don't know. I just Googled Halo quotes.
Today, because it is Malo, Dan is going to tell you what we're going to watch because I already forgot the name.
Hello, everyone. Halo 4, Forward into Dawn is a really great miniseries that has been cut into a movie available on Amazon Prime. In it, you watch as 343 Industries transforms Halo into the true transmedia experience it always deserved to be.
Has there ever been a transmedia experience that was good?
Does the Animatrix count? That's about as close as I think we got.
I'm hoping for Ninjala.
Yeah, I guess there's like some smaller scale anime ones like that in level 5 stuff. But whenever some big company's like, we have one of everything, I'm like, okay, sure you do.
Yeah, even Halo has an Animatrix.
Right.
We didn't watch it for this.
Are we going to slowly just devolve into watching trans media events? Because we watch King's Clive.
Well, you know how we are all about trans rights, so it just makes sense.
Yes.
The intersection with video games will stop as soon as this horrible trend ends.
We're never going to stop.
Right? I'm never, like, we're going to have to watch that Dante's Inferno one, aren't we?
It's going
to
be really fucked up when we're watching the anime collection based on Hellblade 2.
Oh.
Dan,
oh,
Bob.
Oh my god.
No,
even, oh my god.
Even
animated
now,
by the studio that did Big Mouth.
Even now, nobody knows what Dante's Inferno is, so we don't have to watch anything related to it.
That's accurate.
God.
That's accurate. That was my first reaction when Bob reminded me that that existed the other day.
We'd be more likely to watch the Darksiders movie than the Dante's Inferno movie.
I didn't even know Darksiders got one of these. Of course it
didn't.
Did.
I'm saying if it had one.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was about to say, that series isn't that big, is it?
Unlike Dante's Inferno, which totally is.
It's very big.
It's very big right now.
Yeah, got Virgil.
The new zombie powder transmedia event.
Yes.
Yo, for real,
please
though.
Please look forward to the zombie powder spoiler cast that isn't real.
It is real.
In your hearts.
Does anybody have any history or expectations with this?
As a person who liked Halo and watched as Microsoft wrestled the IP out of Bungie's hands, threatening to absorb them as a studio and do what they did with every other studio they owned around the time, I miss you, Ensemble. It was fantastic watching them build a corporation from the ground up whose sole purpose was to utilize Halo and make as much a variety and powerful as possible representation of that IP coming to books, coming to movies, coming to games, and see as on every of the 8 cylinders this car stops firing correctly and it breaks down. I have not seen more than 5 minutes of this thing. I am sorry if we exit the other side and everyone's mad at me.
I can't imagine this hurting more than a Lumalan film. That's impossible.
It is longer.
It is longer.
Alien sounds like Dobo.
It is longer.
You tried to tell Master Chief that you didn't polish his battle rifle in time for the next encounter and see if he's gonna BXR you to death.
I hate how good you are at getting the cadence of Dobo.
No, that's how Lieutenant Tom sounds in this.
No!
Tragic.
Let's go watch the movie.
How regrettable.
What about my expectations? I'm a huge Halo fan. Let's go watch the movie.
I think that Master Chief is going to find a weapon.
I think Master Chief's going to be in this for 4 minutes total.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be in this very much.
They're going to have to film, they're going to have to overcrank the frame rate so that way he looks big like a kaiju.
Do you think that he's going to be in the suit that they make or if they borrowed one from a cosplayer?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. This isn't animated?
No.
No.
No, this is a live action thing.
Oh no! This has changed my perspective entirely!
KZ realizing he's in quicksand.
Yeah, I realize it when it's up to my neck. I'm going to die. Oh, I get it. Forward unto die. Four. I got it.
Yeah.
That would make sense if it wasn't called Halo 4 Forward. Unto dawn.
Three.
some real big Theaf energy. But if you'd like to watch this with us, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, not only do you get commentary tracks for Cursed Content Club episodes like this one, you get our Cursed Content Committee show, which is the same thing, but you vote on it. Early access to our various anime podcasts, probably. Specifically Mondo Cool, but also the other one that might be out when you hear this.
Oh, God.
And extended armchair dev pitches and other bonuses. That's patreon.com/GBpodcasts.
Well, let's go watch the movie. Goodbye now.
You have to?
Yes.
We do have one thing to say first.
Oh?
Or I do. TV movies, TV movies, TV movies, TV movies. And we're back. Halo 4, Forward Unto Dawn, is a stupid piece of garbage that nobody should ever watch. In this, you follow a bunch of 15-year-olds who are in a fascist war school because nobody who involved with this knows what Halo is. Then in the last 20 minutes, it becomes a different show. So Dan, what did you think of this fucking garbage?
This fucking garbage is exactly what I thought it would be. A bunch of fucking filler and bad backstory to a character that shows up in Halo 4. I don't think there's anything worthwhile that occurs in this. A lady dies and he's sad. Not much backstory other than that. I'm going to give this a -5. It genuinely upsets me as much as to boldly flee. Because it's fucking Halo. Like, this isn't some random fan film project. This thing wasn't made on $100,000. This cost $10 million and was supposed to be an important lead up to Halo 4's release, and then it has barely anything to do with the events of Halo 4 other than a guy in Halo 4 went to Academy. You want to see how that was? It wasn't exciting. He's got an allergy.
I would rather watch a 90-minute channel awesome Halo movie than this.
Me too.
Of course you would. Sometimes they'd film it in daylight, and you would see whatever monster there was.
We would see Angry Joe dressed as an elite.
That'd be so sick.
Oh. There's more delight in how they fuck things up than this. I think that comes across as a statement. So yeah, -5. This is as bad as to boldly flee.
Bob?
I'm torn because if this weren't a professional production that's made for Halo, like Dan was bringing up, I'd probably give it a -2. It was just mildly I can endure this. It's not offending me like as much as Spy Kids even did with its awful production values. But I think that It being framed like it is, it being the first thing we saw after the handoff to 343 is hilarious, but not in a good way at all. Like, it's just sickening. I'm going to give it a -3. So just as bad as Spy Kids.
KZ.
Bob is a psychopath. This was the worst thing we've ever seen. It's maybe three tiers below LXG. -10.
Our scale doesn't work like that, so we're going to have to keep negative five. There we go.
This is completely devoid of anything.
Irredeemable.
Irredeemable is a good word. And not only is it fucking boring and stupid and has nothing to do with Halo at all, it's very obviously written by someone who is a moron but is convinced they're a genius.
I don't even know if it's that, but go ahead.
Well, it's like, they're at the military school. The propaganda is above their face while they sleep, so they have to fall asleep looking at the propaganda.
That's true. That does happen.
They keep talking about the rebels and how they gotta kill them, a group that I don't think is mentioned in any other Halo thing ever.
It was probably in a line in a book at some point in time.
Or maybe somewhere in a text log in Halo 4. Anything could be in Halo 4.
Anything. There are so many computers. The villain's introduction was probably in a computer.
It's just so fucking bad. I'm giving this a negative 5.
You know what helped? Like, if there were characters?
That would help a lot, yeah.
That's going to make our segments real hard.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no. We're just going to sound like people stereotyping people. That's the problem. We won't remember their fucking names unless we look it up.
The only thing I think we have watched on this that I would say I would, if you had a gun to my head and said, you can watch, you have to watch Forward Unto Dawn or this, the only time I might pick Forward Unto Dawn is if it was To Boldly Flee.
Same, just because it's shorter.
Just because it's shorter. And if this was 3 hours long, it would be worse.
It would. Yeah. It would be worse if it was as long as To Boldly Flee. I'd be like, well, gentlemen, introducing a new segment. Our scale only goes -6 to -5.
From where I'm sitting, whenever I think about Would You Rathers with cursed content, I think of in an alternate universe where everything we've ever watched is always 2 hours. But it's always the worst of that content. And yeah, I would never pick this.
I don't know. It would be, it's all 2 hours of Ed impersonations. I'm not ready for that.
I'm ready for that.
Bob, as I said, Channel Awesome, they do a thing. They try to do a funny, and they do it, and what they do isn't good, or even acceptable, but their failure means more positive emotions in me than this terrible mistake of a movie I just watched. Because no neurons are firing, because the dialogue and characterization is rock fucking bottom. The place setting, the setting of the movie just sucks too. It's so bad, all of it.
They didn't spend $10 million to make To Boldly Flee.
The opening of To Boldly Flee has Angry Joe looking like he's got $7 in his bank account.
No, that's Suburban Nights.
Oh, fuck. There's that segment where Doug Walker talks to Doug Walker on Doug Walker's couch, and he thinks it's very smart, and I laughed at him for it.
Doug Walker writing a movie where the center, he's literally the center of the universe and it cannot go on without him, is so much more entertaining than anything in this.
It's just so much cringe. It's hard to deal with. Not that there isn't a level of cringe in this, but oh man,
there's
please.
A lot of cringe in this. But we have to get to our segments. We'll be starting with the best character. Dan, you get to this Augean task of picking out a character.
I'm going to say Junji Chen. He did a cool backflip.
He did it twice.
He did it twice. One time he did it way better than the other time. Junji Chen has disappointing Asian parents, or disappointed Asian parents, if I remember correctly.
Yes, of course.
They were not giant fans of him, and then he lied to him about how well he was doing, if I remember correctly. So I'm going with him. That backflip was the most action the first hour of this movie saw.
Casey.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
So many good characters in this movie.
Master Chief.
Okay.
He went, hey. And then he shot things. Next.
There were some fun shots where he was running and shooting. It was hilarious.
I
wish he had just been walking. That would have been the best if he was just slowly walking and shooting the pistol in that one scene.
And then it played the song from the Joker when he danced on the stairs.
Bob.
That commander guy who gives them a lecture at the beginning of the movie and is clearly just one of their dads.
Fuck.
He like drives around in his Warthog, or is driven around in a Warthog around campus. It is too funny. Every time we see him in the background, I laughed.
Man, I'm surprised no one gave it to the nostalgia chick.
She's the nostalgia chick.
Don't worry, there's another category.
I'm just fucked now. It's a wasteland.
No one's mentioned Tom.
Yeah, you forgot Tom.
Or Karen, also known in the movie as Dima.
The giant gun in that lady's office. That's my favorite character.
gave a KZ answer. That's nuts.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
They sure do.
Oh, geez. I'm surprised you didn't go with Colonel Lasky. You know, Lieutenant Mom.
She wasn't in the movie.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she's not in the movie.
She's in
the movie?
She was on a fucking video screen.
I guess there was one time that we actually see her on a video screen saying, I'm not going come to your brother's funeral. I'm too busy.
Was that supposed to be her?
Yeah. Her chest thing says Lasky, yeah.
Man, fuck this. Bob, what the fuck is your least favorite character?
My least favorite character. The crazy Colonel lady who's like, you have an allergy, but I'm going to try and convince you to stay in the military even though it'll kill you and get your squad killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Mm. Yeah, I know people who have been gotten medical discharges from the military. They don't ask you.
Yeah, no. They don't ask you. That's insane and stupid.
Like, what? Like, and he, the person I know who got discharged was like basically fine. It was like this in this very specific thing, he'd be fucked up. And they're like, no, that's too much.
Yeah, it's a liability.
That's why I say that an idiot who thinks they're brilliant wrote this.
That was Mahaffey, by the way, Bob.
Mahaffey. They don't have names.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We're in a no-name zone. Dan.
Yeah, what's up?
it's your turn for the least favorite character.
Oh, least favorite character. Oh, man. This is actually some pretty strong competition here. Because they don't have well-defined characters, but they sure do unlikable things.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, my God. The ginger, because he's typecast as a bully, even though he just says that one line and then he's a different character later on. I don't like that guy.
You don't like those two characters they made one? Weird.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like the non-existent arc on this weird I said a shitty thing for no goddamn reason when we were both just punished. Him. Not a fan. Can't even find his name on the wiki.
I think it was Sullivan. At least that was on his uniform.
1 second. There we go. Some of these names are last names and the other ones are first names. No, that's not him. Oh, well. Ginger.
I'm going to go with the dumbest hunter to ever live. This hunter had Master Chief dead to rights and could have just blown him to pieces. And it's like, no, the child running from me 100 miles in the other direction with no weapon, that's who I need to take out.
It's very smart.
Got priorities down.
KZ, I accidentally screwed you, and you're the last person who has to come up with a character.
One of the people that took off their helmet, and they look weirdly animated but real.
One of the Spartans that are there to be like, middle schoolers watching this, you too could be Spartans.
It unnerved me looking at them, so that I'll pick that.
You have to choose one of them, though. Was it Kelly?
Oh, okay. The guy.
Oh, okay. It wasn't Kelly. Okay.
He did look a little bit worse.
The funny thing is Kelly actually does show up in other things. That was an important Halo game character.
Yeah, I've seen the film Cadet Kelly. It was quite good.
Yes, that's definitely about her.
Is she one of the ones in Reach?
She's one of the ones in Reach.
Okay.
You're reaching.
Doesn't she have like a robot arm or something like that?
No, Casey, they're reaching.
Yes.
I'm reaching for a gun if we don't move this show.
Well, it's time for our favorite scene. I'll go first. The scene where the bitch female general who peer pressures Lasky into staying in the military gets riddled with needler shots, and I'm like, please, please fucking just show her graphically explode. And she falls down, and there's like a cartoonish blood explosion.
That was and the most happy I've heard you in a while.
I expected them just to not show it, maybe have a sound effect and show Lasky's face or something. But no, she goes down and there's like splut and an enormous, terrible CG blood effect happens, and it's great. Bob, you get to go second.
Great. My favorite scene is when they have to drag the commander guy, who's somebody's dad, out of his warthog that he was doing doing donuts in the yard while they got attacked. That was my favorite scene. When they pulled him out of his warthog, he died how he lived.
Casey.
My favorite scene is when when they finally defeat the hunter, I guess, the final boss of the film, by sticking a grenade inside his insides. And normally when someone explodes, you'll see their pieces fly everywhere. But the implication of the way it looked, he exploded and maybe 2% of his body was there. Like 2% came out of that explosion. The rest just disappeared because they didn't want to animate anything decent.
That Frankenay vaporized him.
It's the equivalent of if I threw it. This would be like if I put a grenade inside Bob, he blew up and two femurs flew out. That's the only thing from the explosion you see is two femurs.
You hit Bob with the Mortal Kombat fatality. He's reduced to a rib cage and one other bone.
I'm gonna go up to Bob and do the, what was it, the Quan Chi fatality for the PS2 game where I stretch his neck 8 feet and he just falls down.
Dan.
Favorite scene, huh?
Yes.
Can I go with favorite shot? Is that...
That's in a scene.
Hey, Bob, what was yours?
It was that one where they dragged the guy out of his warthog.
Okay, mine's a little bit earlier. Okay. It's where they run in slow motion and shoot, and it looks great.
Yes.
That's in a lot of scenes.
But they were on that walkway, and there was a really cool slow-mo bullet, and they're like, oh, man, the Master Chief takes that bullet, and then he starts shooting, and then they run in slow motion and shoot, and it's like, oh, this is all right, I guess.
Yeah, that scene where the Master Chief, like, nothing personal is in front of the kid, and he takes some bullets.
Yes.
Runner-up. I don't normally do this, but I have to say a runner-up. When the blonde white girl cadet gets onto the evacuation gravity lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen.
By pulling a Karen and being like, do you know who my mother is? She'll fire you if you don't let me through. And then 10 seconds later, the thing she's on is nuked by the Covenant. And they're like, she's dead. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, I was really close to choosing that. And I was like, yeah, that's... Maybe I should try for something more wholesome.
The elite was like, I am the manager. Okay, worst scene. KZ, go.
The first scene, because it made me think they were gonna. This was at all going to be anything appealing.
God, how did you get any kind of anything from the first scene?
Because the game it intros with characters that I'm like, oh, those are Halo characters, and oh, there's like cool technology shit. I wonder what's gonna happen in this. Oh, it's nothing like that at all.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow, this is like Halo 4's intro, and then it's just no. We don't even get a 25 years earlier, anything to set this in the timeline properly.
Yeah, you were saying it's like it's the intro of Halo 4, but from a different perspective, and I'm like, oh, this could be actually something, you know, could be something. And then it goes into worse than the CW for like an hour and 10 minutes.
Also, this thing was named after that ship? Question mark?
Yeah.
Or was it... Was it named after the one Lasky is piloting? I actually don't know. It's been a while since I played Halo 4, but...
No, it's the one that Chief is on.
At the end of 3? At the beginning of 4? Fuck, God, I was hoping that it was at least the one Lasky's on, because naming it after that, when there's a single fucking scene that takes place on that, is insane!
You see, it's because, you know, Halo 4 starts with them on that ship, and they bookend this with that, so that's why they did it.
They didn't name this deceptively to get people excited at all, I'm sure.
I don't care.
I bet they had some really cool ideas of what to do, and then they said, well, that's the game, you can't do anything like that, so come up with something else. And then they came up with this awful thing I had to watch.
Well, I'll go next. The scene near the beginning where we get a Quentin Tarantino-esque shot of Cortana's feet and it lingers on them for so long you cannot possibly pretend it's not deliberate.
You see, the problem is part of my brain went, should I say that? I'm like, it's just a shot.
I don't know what you're talking about. If it was really that, they would have gotten an actress instead of making CG Cortana. Just saying.
That's true. Tarantino would have stood for CG. CG's not good enough for Tarantino.
Practical feet effects.
Yes, only your feet are practicals.
they put real feet on a CG woman. Holy shit, that is the most red flag motherfucking shit I've ever heard of.
Yeah, no,
I'm really glad we have this segment.
I'm really glad that somehow it's okay that you both chose the same scene.
Yes, I think that's great. I think... that there's a non-zero chance someone listens to this and goes, maybe I should watch this. I was on the fence.
But you're telling me they put real woman feet on a CG woman's body?
Oh, man. Fuck.
Dan.
Are there... The scene right after he beats up the ginger where they go, good, you're violent. That's a pretty bad scene.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's your favorite scene for some reason.
It's a pretty bad scene. Really bad. There are so many bad scenes dialogue-wise and everything else, and they all form a gray morass, but that moment where it's just like, good job, you beat a person.
Right.
It's like, we too watched or read Ender's Game, and we think this is how that went.
I mean, I agree with them. This movie also made me want violence.
Bob, please, finish this. Finish the fight.
It's weird, because, like, the first, what is it, like an hour and 10 of this movie is all just a montage of bad scenes, but I want to pick out something from the last 20 minutes where...
Sure.
I was hoping Bob would pick the first scene as well.
My first choice, or one of my choices, the runner-up, let's say, I'll do that, because I'm the last person going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the runner-up scene is the scene immediately after that where we get introduced to all the main characters in this, and it's some weird battle scenario where they're woken up from being frozen, and it's terrible. It's all just shaky
and they vomit.
And they vomit.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
But the one I'm going to choose is the one where Master Chief is on the Warthog Gatling gun, They can't. They can't spin the Gatling gun, so they just do like After Effects fire on the end of each of the barrels, and it's like,
it was
so bad.
Why'd you make me remember it?
You know, I was hoping I could forget, but here we are.
Like, Bob was the first one to point that out as we watched. Dan's like, no, let's not.
It's a slow-mo shot, too. It's like, you really shouldn't have done this. You were shooting around at the rest of the show. Why did you do this?
$10 million.
$10 million.
Does anyone have any final thought?
Yeah, of course I do.
Go ahead, Dan.
I have an absolute sore spot with game industry stuff when the original IP is wrestled out of the hands of the creators of a thing. So that already set a really bad tone for this, kind of like the Activision robbing Guitar Hero from Harmonix. When this came out, that was the gunshot into the air to let everyone know this is going to go poorly.
But then you played the game and it was good.
I couldn't imagine making anything worse than this. If it's like, we took out, be confident in us. Here's this.
Yeah, this is really bad. Like, we all had to select a character as a worst character, but any of the characters in this qualify. Like, there's no redeeming part to any of them.
I mean,
because there's no character.
Yeah, most of them are the meme where the person's pointing at themselves in a really bad drawing.
Yeah.
No.
They're the most basic stereotype, and then that's it. It's so bad.
It really is.
Does anybody have anything else?
I think Bob may be onto something. I think it may be the case that this is markedly worse than the Halo 5 miniseries movie thing.
I feel like that has to be better because at least it involves a character who is relevant to Halo 5.
Man, if only we knew.
Oh no, it's set.
We never will, though.
And then never. Dan goes to sleep in the cryo chamber as Bob waits.
This was that moment where I was like, did these guys secretly turn this into a cursed content fight club to kill me?
No, of course we wouldn't do that.
I'm ending the show before they do that.
We'll self-harm with it on our own time.
I'm driving this fucking warthog off a cliff. Come get some.
Come get some!